Now the news on Wenji. Israel has been targeted by a retaliatory strike from Iranian missiles and drones. Iran's mission to the United Nations said on social media platform X that it has concluded its military action. Israel's military said over 200 drones were fired from Iran into Israel late Saturday, but said its air defenses were prepared for the attack. Israel did not mention ballistic missiles, which are less easily shot down. The attack marks Iran's first ever direct attack on Israeli territory, after Tehran vowed retaliation for Israel's strike on its Damascus consulate on April 1st. The attack killed 7 Iranian Revolutionary Guard officers, including 2 senior commanders. In a letter to the UN, Iran defended its strike on Israel as its right to self-defense under the UN Charter. U.S. President Joe Biden said he will convene leaders of the Group of 7 countries on Sunday to coordinate a united diplomatic response to Iran's attack against Israel. Sam Metnick has more from Jerusalem.
Israel said that about 200 strikes were launched. They said that most of them were intercepted outside of Israel. However, some of them did enter. They said that there was a military base in the south that was hit. The infrastructure was lightly damaged. There was also a 7-year-old girl that was hit in the south of Israel. But they said for the most part, they intercepted most of what came in. And then they said there were drones. They called them killer drones. They also said that there were cruise missiles as well as ballistic missiles that came. And they said that for the most part, they feel like they had got most of them and only a few came in. But it's still unclear if more are going to come in now. But as I mentioned, the situation has calmed down, but the country is still on alert. It is told citizens that if there is an air alarm, people should go into their bomb shelters, but that they can leave after about 10 minutes once the alarm is off.
Hamas says it has responded to mediators in Egypt and Qatar over the proposed ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Hamas reiterated its demands for a permanent ceasefire, including the withdrawal of all Israeli forces from the Gaza Strip and the return of displaced Palestinians to their homes. The statement emphasized the movement's readiness to conclude a prisoner hostage exchange deal with Israel that the faction had received on April 8. Later, Israel rejected the demands of Hamas for an end to the Gaza war and a complete withdrawal of its troops from the enclave. The Israeli Prime Minister's office said the Israeli cabinet and the security forces are united in their opposition to these demands. Australian police have identified the perpetrator of a shopping center stabbing that killed 6 people in Sydney. The attacker, armed with a knife, was shot dead by police at the scene. New South Wales police said the 40-year-old offender was from Queensland and suffered from mental health issues. They said no intelligence would suggest the attack was driven by ideology. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has arrived in Chongqing, kicking off his 3-day visit to China. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says Scholz will meet President Xi Jinping. He will also hold talks with Premier Li Qiang on bilateral relations and issues of common concern. The German federal government said Scholz, leading a business delegation, will also make a stop in Shanghai. This year marks the 10th anniversary of the comprehensive strategic partnership between China and Germany. The Phase 3 expansion project of Boeing's first joint venture in China has started operation in Tianjin. The plane maker said the project will double the production capacity of the Tianjin plant. The expansion was launched in the original factory area in 2019. Established in 1999, the Tianjin plant is the largest production base of composite materials in the Boeing supply chain in China. Its products cover all Boeing aircraft models. The China-Laos Railway has handled over 180,000 cross-border passenger trips since its international passenger service opened a year ago. The most frequent foreign passengers are from Laos, Thailand, Singapore, and Malaysia, mainly traveling for tourism, visiting family and friends, and business purposes. The railway connects Kunming, the capital of southwest China's Yunnan province, with the Laotian capital, Vientiane. And that's the news. I'm Wenjie.